So if you live long enough, you'll start to see patterns with people. And you'll see that most people are selfish. It's all about them and their agenda and what they want. And which is understandable. They live their life, you live yours. But I'm talking about even if you have close-knit people. On the job, you see it all the time. People on the job, they really don't care what you do. They don't care about what you're doing, what you do, anything. And then if you have people, there's a few out there. Every once in a while, you'll find a couple, a few people that really are interested in what you're doing, you know. And sometimes there, maybe somebody's interested, but you have to just tell them, motivate them, tell them or something. Or start the conversation, you know. But what I'm seeing, what I've seen in life is most people have their own thing going on. And I've seen it in marriages, heard about it in marriages, and even in marriages, they're just doing their own thing. It's really sad. Instead of meshing together and being on the same page, they're like on different pages, you know. You can see the fractal in the corporations, because the corporations, they want you to join up and work for them and give your 40, 45, 50 hours, and they don't want you, if they hear you've got something else going on, they don't like that. And they want all your time dedicated to them, you know. But they don't really care about you and your time off and your vacation and all that. They would work you to death if you let them, you know. And so what I'm seeing is you gotta find your thing and go to God, you know, because people really don't care what you're doing. They don't even know you, to be honest with you. Most people don't even know you. You could talk to somebody for years and they still don't know you, because they never really took the opportunity. And the way the economy is, everybody's working all the time anyway. Nobody has time to, nobody really has any free time. A sad state of affairs. Even family, you know, they really don't know you. Everybody goes in their own direction. And especially if you get saved, if they don't get saved, they definitely don't know you. And you got all these different doctrines out there, doctrines of demons, doctrines of devils, and you're just staying in the word, they definitely don't know you. If they don't have sound doctrine, they don't know you. So you're pretty much going to go to your deathbed, and most people don't know you, and most people won't think about you. You're dead. 30 days later, they don't even think about you. And maybe 10 days later, they forgot all about you. So you have to wake up to the fact that most people, they can't communicate with you. They don't know how, because it's all about self. They never knew you. They can't know you, most people. They can't know you. Because their cognition is not there yet. And usually when you're dead and gone, they'll say, oh, that's what they meant. That's why they said what they said. Years later, you know, maybe on their deathbed. Oh, I remember. So my suggestion in life is find some work you enjoy doing and do it. and find you some hobbies and do it. And if you got one or two friends, talk to them, but don't expect to have a whole lot, because even the ones that are around, look at their agenda. Is it tit for tat? I mean, is it reciprocal, or is it just self? It's usually selfish. Most people are selfish and have a selfish agenda. And so all I can tell you is, if you got a handful, you're blessed. If you got one or two, you're blessed. But if you don't have anybody, and I know there's people out there that don't feel like they have anybody, pray to God. Maybe God will send you one person to talk to, you know, be your friend or whatever. One of the reasons I started talking online 20, 30 years ago is because nobody really wanted the truth. And then you start talking about some deeper truth and people show up on the scene. Faith alone and Jesus alone. The reason it's faith alone is because the human's born in sin. And the harder you try, the worse you get. You can't do it in your own power or your own strength. It's impossible. Sometimes I'll walk by, somebody has a TV on, I'm working in that area or something, and Andrew Womack's on the TV, and he's just saying the same thing over and over. Walking in the Spirit, he talks about that, is not, it's Christ in you. Take up your cross and follow Him. It's not you doing it, it's Christ doing it. It's not works, it's not a touch, not taste, not handle, not do this or don't do that, you know. It's not a religion. It's just a faith wall. Love and truth. And so when you finally wake up, that most people will never get to that understanding, because he's just saying the same thing over and over. I've heard him 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Same stuff. He just says the same stuff. He's on the TV now. He's just saying the same stuff he said 30 years ago, because there's nothing new under the sun. And the same truth is being preached today that it was 60 years ago, 100 years ago, but very few hear it, very few get it. And my suggestion is to get healthy and find you some hobbies you like and do it. Clean your car, clean your house, find you a job you like, keep your health. Healthy, wealthy, and wise, right? Invest. Find you about 10 stocks to micro invest in. If you got 401k work, get them to take out 10% every week and be done. And just enjoy your little hobbies or whatever. Because even your hobby's going to get old. Everything down here is going to get old. And the reason it gets old is because the flesh gets old. This place gets old. Worship in the flesh and the routines and the stupid stuff down here. Let's say, how many times you go play putt-putt before it gets old? How many times you go boating before it gets old? How many times you go ride horses before it gets old? How many times you go play some tennis before it gets old, or play some basketball? How many times you got to do something before it gets old? Ride a bicycle. Everything down here gets old, and it's designed that way because you're really created to worship God, praise and worship. It's really a praise and worship reality to praise God that you have life. He didn't have to create us. In Him, we live and move and have our being, and through Jesus, all things consist. He holds it all together. You can only think and breathe and act and whatever through Christ. Understand. Only through Jesus can you even function. You can't even function without Jesus. And those who reject Jesus, he's still holding them together. That's kind of like the dog that bites the hand that feeds it, you know? You reject Jesus, but he's the one that feeds you and sustains you and holds you up. You feed the dog and the dog bites your hand. That's the same concept. You feed a dog and the dog bites you. Now, what kind of insanity is that? That's off the roof insane. I think I'm going to work real hard for 60 days, save up and get me a hybrid. Go buy me a hybrid. I got this hybrid in front of me. You know, in a way, it's okay. Don't be mad. You know, if you hurt your foot, you protect it and you cover it. The human's selfish for a reason. Self-preservation, you know. I wouldn't be mad about it. I'd figure out how to be content by myself, because you're going to actually think about it. You're going to meet your maker, and nobody else is going to be there but you. Your wife, your kids, your mama, your daddy, your friend. Nobody's going to be there. You're going to meet your maker, and you're going to have to answer for things done in the body, right? Nobody else is going to be there. You know? But if you can find some people that really do seem to care, you better hang on to them. And everybody messes up. So don't kick people to the curb because they mess up one time, or two times, or three times. It takes a while through the cycles. Everybody's going through cycles. And everybody's learning through their experiences, their cycle birthing experience.